So I think the idea of contracting comes from the therapy world, and it's a more formal thing that there is a contract between the therapist and the client, and it's about what will be covered, what isn't covered, what's acceptable, what isn't acceptable. But when Linda was talking about it, she was talking about it at a more, a non-legalistic but more practical way, which is simply, what are the parameters of our working relationship? Why are we here? And that a lot of coaches don't do that. They just, well, let's chat. What do you want to chat about today? And that's okay, but it's hit and miss, as you'd expect it to be. Some days you'll have great chats that will really move the needle, and other days you'll have interesting chats and nothing really shifts. Now, for some clients, that's fine. In a way, the contract is, let's sit down and have nice chats and see what happens. But there are a number of clients who that won't be fine with. That isn't what they think they want or need. And so they'll want something more. So in a way, when I sit down with somebody at the beginning of a session and go, what would be great, that's contracting. I'm beginning to establish, what are we here for? Why are we having this conversation? And it is a negotiation, right? I may see something they don't see, and I may make them an offer. We talked about that, about, you know, hey, I think we could do this together. Oh my God, we could? Yeah, let's do that. Whereas what they came in for was something much smaller, much more what they thought they could have, not what they really wanted. Now, because I don't come from a therapy world, I don't call it contracting. It has connotations to me, but I totally, the way I put it, the way I describe contracting is there's no coach without a client. Right? If you don't want anything, then I don't have anything. Doesn't mean we can't have a nice chat. And it doesn't mean that things might not come from that chat. But it isn't coaching in my mind. It's a chat. It's a nice chat. And look, sometimes nice chats do have big consequences and big impact. That's true. But I don't like to be paid for that, personally. It feels weird to be paid for that. In my mind, unless that's the contract, right? Unless that's explicit, in which case I have no problem being paid for it. So very often, new coaches who are trained in this approach will just try and beat somebody over the head with the principles in the first session. Right? Well, you need to know about the principles, right? There's three things, and they go into the lecture mode. And the client is just sitting there bewildered. Like, what the fuck? Right? I'm actually not even your client. I just came for directions to the bathroom. Right? It's that disconnected. Right? Because there's no contract. There's no agreement about why we're there. Now, that's completely different from within a contract, an agreement. Can we call it an agreement? Would that be okay? Because I just, contracting is, sounds funny to me in my ears. But I'll use a lot of words, including contracting. So within an agreement, we might kind of agree that what we're here for is to help you perform better at work, right? To do better at work, to be better in media presentation, like being on camera, to be better with your team, right? Let's say those were the parameters. And I may go, okay, got it. So I'm going to come at this in a very different way than you may be used to. I'm going to show you these underlying principles behind the human experience that as we talk about them, you're going to start to see why you struggle with the things that we're agreed to work on and how to not struggle. So is that okay? And of course it's okay. Like, they don't really care how you do it, right? They care that you are doing what they came for. And I would do that because I genuinely see that what's in their way is they don't understand that. And that lack of understanding is playing out in a bunch of behavior that's counterproductive. So, another way that I talk about it sometimes is context, right? What I was talking about with Davey, That's context. Are we in the context of a coaching session, of a chat between friends, of a presentation on the principles, or what? Like, why are we actually here? And it is so much of, okay, I'm going to say this, I don't know if it's true, but it seems true to me in this moment. So much of my impact as a coach comes from clear contracting, from clear context of why we're there. Because I am there in service of the client and whatever agreement there is with the client, even if it's just as broad as I am there in the service of your life, your business, your, you know, I'm here to help you have a more wonderful life at its broadest sense, then that gives me, in my mind, an incredible amount of permission to go anywhere and to get much more direct than I would ever get with a friend or with an in-law, because I'm not there for our relationship. I'm there in service of this contract, of this context, of this agreement. Now, often the agreement is tacit. It doesn't have to be explicit, right? We don't necessarily have to go through a contracting stage. But it's useful to be aware, do you know what the contract is? Do you know why they're there? Are you doing what you're doing in service of that? Or are you doing what you're doing because it's what you do? Right? So I think I drew this up last time we were together. I'll draw it up again. If you have fixed means, you will get variable outcomes. If there's one thing that you do, it will do a bunch of different things. So if you were a three principles practitioner or a three principles lecturer, what you do is you talk about the principles, and what you'll find is about a third of the people who come have an amazing life-changing experience. About a third of the people who come find it very intellectually stimulating. And about a third of people who come wonder why the fuck they came. Right? So fixed means, variable outcome. Well, the other way to go is fixed outcome, variable means. Right? We're after this, whatever this is. Now, my default, as I've been talking about, is I want my clients to come alive. I want them to come alive energetically, but I want them to come alive to what is inside them, to the possibility, the creative force, the well-being, the peace, the power inside them, right? I want to take them beyond their psychology, because 99.9 times out of 100, they're stuck in their psychology to a larger or lesser extent. I want to help them create cool shit in the world because that's what I like helping people do. If they're not interested in creating cool shit in the world, they're probably not going to be my client. They might come on a course. Everyone's welcome on a program. I don't have a stake. But if I'm going to take my time to engage with you one-on-one for a year, or for 3 months, or even for 3 days, I like to care about what you want. At some level. Now, that's me. That's idiosyncratic. You don't have to do it that way. It makes it fun for me, right? In a way that I just, you know, somebody who just wants to chat, well, I have this conversation all the time. I don't need to just chat about it. I'll do it if you ply me with good enough whiskey, but like, you know, I don't need your money for that. If I'm gonna contract with somebody, I'm gonna contract because there's something there that I want to be involved in. Now, when I started, I didn't give a shit at all because I was just eager to have people to talk with. So I'm not saying you've got to hold out for anything. Honest to God, talk to any human being who will sit down with you. Get a feel for it. Get into conversation. Be about it. Let the discernment bit emerge later. But I'm just saying, for me, I like to contract around things that I actually kind of am interested in, and those are kind of my three. But what that looks like can be completely different from client to client. Okay, so I just contracted with a new client, literally and figuratively. So they've just signed for a 9-month coaching contract, right? And before we talked, what they wanted to contract for was somebody to help them be more disciplined, develop a series of spiritual and psychological practices that they could do on a daily basis, find their next, they just sold a company, and find their next project, and engage with it in a way that didn't kill them, was basically what they said. Because they almost died doing this last one. Made a ton of money, but didn't want to do it that way again. Right? So that was what they said they wanted. Well, I can help them with what they really want, but really what they just gave me was two means to an end and one end. Right? They would like to work on a project without killing themselves. That bit I was with. But the disciplines and the practices, and you know, that was how they thought, that what they thought their problem was and what they thought they needed to get the thing they actually wanted, which is to take on a project without it taking them over. So I contracted with them for that. I came back and I said, well, look, here's what I think we can do. I think through our work together, you will get to a place where whatever you take on, however big in scope, and he had some pretty big, still does, he has some pretty big ideas, you won't hold yourself back because you're afraid of how you'll experience it, or that you will let the side down. That you will throw yourself into it and have fun with it because you'll see that it can't hurt you and that you can bring something unique to it. Now, I didn't say it in exactly those words. I said it in the moment. Well, he was choosing between me and an integral coach. Anyone know the Integral Institute, Ken Wilber? So basically, there are lines and levels, and there's basically a theory of everything and a model of the universe that the Integral Handbook I saw is literally this thick. I actually have it. It's really cool, right? Absolutely fascinating map of the universe. And I said, look, that's the other way to go. Right? You either go full complexity or you go absolute simplicity. But I'm not going to hybrid it. I'm not interested in that. I don't do that. I wouldn't be great at it. I'd be okay because I happen to have studied with Integral, but it's not my thing. I said, but he got through our conversations what was on offer. Right? He got that. And it was funny because the Integral coach said to him when he decided to work with me, well, you know, you could work with both of us. And he came back to me and he said, is that true? And I said, well, yeah, in the sense that you could tie one leg to an elephant and another leg to a Jeep and send them both in different directions, but it's not a good idea. So contracting can happen at that level. It's an agreement about what we're up to. It can happen at the level of within a session. Hey, what's today about? What do you want to talk about today? And then at some point, I'm going to check back on that, whether we talk about it directly or not, and see, are we, you know, did we address what you came to address, even if we went at it in 16 different ways that didn't occur to us when we started?